You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The pasuk here in our parsha says, "V'ashvis tishmetenu netashta ve'ochlev yoinemecha." The shvis tishmetenu netashta. You have to be mashmit meshamet. We're going to say what means tishmetenu unetashta, to leave the fields. Ve'ochlev yoinemecha, and people are going to eat. Ve'yoinim eat ve'isram toichal chayes sodet. And the rest of it, the animals will eat. This is done for your vineyards and for your olive trees. So Rashi says there, what does it mean? The Yisram toichal chaya sasod dekos bechilta leakish meichal evyon lemeichal chaya. Here the Torah compares, it contrasts the poor people eating and the animals eating. What's the juxtaposition? Ma chayo chelis beloy ma'aser. The same way animal eats, it doesn't have to pay ma'aser. Af ivyoinim, the same way the ivyoinim oichlim beloy ma'aser. You could eat without ma'aser. You can't omur in ma'aser shvis. Here is a place which says we know that shvis, you go at its all. Anything which has kedusha shvis tells you there is no trumas of ma'aser. How do you know that? Because the same way animals eat without giving trumas of ma'aser, humans do the same thing. So this is a well-known kasha of the Torah Eved. Torah Eved asks Rosh Hashanah that the Zvom Mudalet the following. Memechilta ve'evi Rashi b'shmaitim. Rashi says the same thing in the Zvom Mudalet Rosh Hashanah. The Shvis potu min ha-maisim d'chsiv ye'ochu levyoi ne'yamecha v'itru d'chala sasod d'machay o'chelet t'afadon potu. Bekoshuli. So he asks the Torah Eved, Ekesha lamali, lifter Piro Shvis min ha-maisim. Why do you need a special hekesh to sell you the Piro Shvis natchad b'maisim? Typically, it's hefkeru. Piro Shvis are hefker, right? You know the Piro Shvis belong to nobody. The hefker kvar dafka lei depotim min ha-maisim. Move the baha levi kilo chelik v'nach leimcha. The posuk says, the levi comes to take the maisim because he doesn't own the land. The only time you give ma'aser is something that you have a right to it and the levy doesn't. Yotza hefker, shiot chaviyot shomi, by a hefker that belongs to nobody, so you don't have any advantage over the levy. So then you don't. This is a sifrei in a shomi de peah. So all hefker is potter in a shmiz. Not only Shviz. So why need a special posuk by Shviz that you contrast, you juxtapose animals to humans to tell me that you are not chayiv b'pirus ma'aser? That is true by everything else, by every ma'aser. So why need the posuk? And this is the kasha of the Torah Eved. So the simple, as you could say, like min chaschinuch in peidaled ois aleph says the following: Vekan mitzvas eser lehafkir kol pirus shvita. We know that the mitzvas eser on the posuk, v'ashvis tishmetena unetashta. What's tishmetena unetashta? You have to leave the fields. Is a mitzvah esse to be mafkir the fields. Kol pirushmit. You're mafkir the pirus. V'siyem arav mechaber, and the Marchinuch says, the noeg is b'schorim u'benikivis b'artzol, males and females have this mitzvah. V'oiver ozev v'nol sadim v'charmoi, and anybody who goes ahead and transgresses that, and he locks his field and prevents others from coming, says the Minchas Chinuch, I have a suffix. What is the pshat of hefker? Is that a mitzvah on the person? The person has an obligation to make the fruits hefker, and he has to be mafkir. Be mafkir, I need hefker. And therefore, if he made hefker on Piro Shviz, they're hefker. But if ain't no mafkir, but he doesn't let go, if he doesn't relinquish ownership, ain't no mufkar, still belongs to him. In other words, it's possible they're like this. Shviz is your field and you have your fruits. The mitzvah esem in the Torah is to relinquish ownership. If you relinquished ownership, it's hefker. But if you did not relinquish ownership, it still belongs to you. Even though you're transgressing a mitzvah esem, so clearly you're over a ver. If you don't relinquish, you're over has to become a kom. Ain't no hefker. It's not hefker. So in other words, if you don't, if you're not mafkir, it belongs to you, and it's private property, but you're over a mitzvah. In ket en acher roshalikloy. So therefore, if you were not mafkir, if you didn't relinquish actively ownership, en acher roshalikloy. Nobody can take the fruit. Okay, vareu gezel biyadachem koshlohev kerin is gezel. If somebody takes it, umevor bekama mekomis b'shas ve'rambam. The shvis potim in a ma'aser. Dafkinin there will be shvis. We see it's potim in a ma'aser. We saw Rashi. Keva neuefker. They have to be asked. It's a poshup shot with the reason why shvis is hefker is potim in a ma'aser because it's hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. If it doesn't belong to anybody, it's potim in a ma'aser. So there, you can cause man shalom hefker. Keva neuhave hefker. So dafkinin will be before your mafkir. It's chayav ma'aser. So in other words, if you go to a field of a non-frum person who was not mafki, who did not relinquish ownership, if you take a fruit, that fruit is chayev b'maiser. Because maiser is potem b'dashviz. Now, it could be, if you want to say that, you could say that's pshat in Rashi. Could be the pshat in Rashi is that is not hefker. So mitzad hefker, you be chayev. But because there is a xeras akosuv on shviz, that is humans and animals are the same, it's very possible that you still be potter min a ma'aser, right? You're not potter min ma'aser mitzad hefker because says mitchaschim on one side there is a need to be mafkir. If you were not mafkir, if you didn't relinquish ownership, belongs to you, and technically you chayev ma'aser. So maybe you could say that the reason why Rashi added this extra posuk, that's why he quotes the Mechilta. The reason why the Mechilta needs this extra posuk is to tell you that even if you did not relinquish and it still belongs to you, even if it still belongs to you, it's still potter min ha'maaser. That's possible. You still see that's not, but that's the case. So that's one side. One side is that you need to relinquish ownership. But says min chasin echo dilma, but perhaps hefker zeh dehu, ain't sich mebalafko, maybe the hefter of shviz is different. You don't have to actively relinquish ownership. Rakwaf kaita de malka, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafker. Maybe the hefker of shviz is what's called an automatic, by default, relinquishing of ownership of the fruits. So the fruits of shviz is not that you relinquish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the king of the world, has relinquished your ownership. Now, just opposite. If you go ahead and you lock your field, you are stealing the rabbi. It's not that somebody takes it, even if you did not relinquish ownership, it doesn't matter. It doesn't belong to you. There is, if you lock in your field, not only you're stealing people's rights because people have the rights in the field. So then, the xeras akosuv of potter min ha'maaser will apply. So in other words, says the Minchas Chinuch, I have a shayla. Shviz is hefker. Do you have to make it hefker? But it's possible, theoretically, that if you did not relinquish ownership, it still belongs to you. So minela, on that case, you will need a posuk. It will be chayav b'maaser because not hefker. Or, according to what I'm saying, you need a special posuk to pater min ha'maaser. Or it could be the perush shviz are always hefker. It doesn't matter if you relinquished ownership or not. If you don't relinquish ownership and you have to lock it, you're over an avera and you are stealing people's money because it doesn't belong to you. Is it an automatic, by default, hefker? So, okay. The chen in acher zocher bal korcher. Also, if somebody takes the fruit, the bailim hareu shalai it sees. The zocher in efker do life kiro bailim. Shuvi ira shemizbor chesed matzati de marit chelkal se megimel herich vechelkal amarabin na beis yosef. This is says I saw that the marit argues with the beis yosef in this precise topic. Amuva shami simushlif nizeh v'shviz v'ivi raim in dorim. So he said the beis yosef says you need to relinquish, and the marit argues. The marit says it's automatic hefker. So he says, according to how the Marit is learning, this is a machloikis, Beis Yosef and the Marit. Beis Yosef needs, you need an active hefker. Without the active hefker, is not hefker. And according to the Marit, is an automatic hefker. And he says, he brings a Gemara, Yuvasham Rachmon after it. Is Mucha for the Gemara and the Dorim, that's an automatic hefker. Like the Marit, not like the Mitzvah. The Chelmebom Mitzvah, the Tushim Bal Korcha, the Gemara says the Ferush, the fruits are abandoned against his will. The Gam Atzati, and he says, the Minchasin, the Piyas HaShulchan, you know, they're the Piyas HaShulchan, right? He says, Heinrich Pauper, Bechilek HaLamarim, Docher HaYosef, he actually holds like the Beis Yosef that you have to actually be mafkir. If you are not mafkir, it's not automatic after. The Daito Shurak Mitzas Ezel Afkir, become a Kovid Hashem Erorech. So it says, it's not, he argues with the Marit, and he says, Taki, you have to go ahead and be mafkir, otherwise you're not after the Mela. Now says the Chachin, I'll bring a raya for the Sefer Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch says that the mitzvah to be mafkir applies to males and females, right? Applies to both, to males and females. And he says, He says, by the way, here, he says, our Sofek is a machloikes in the Gdolim, says, who is the mitzvah on? But he says like this, the Rav Mechaber holds that mitzvah's hefker applies to males and females. The Amrina, the mitzvah says, to a karkafta, the bichuya lehafkir, the king goes a rakosuf. If you tell me that is a mitzvah's asset to be mafkir, but it's not hefker minela, and kelam anoshim chayoves mitzvah zu, asks the minchas chinuch, why are women chayev? Why? In Shemitah, it comes every 7 years. So the mitzvah zesh has mangroma. So mela, if it's a hefker mimela, so then it's hefker mimela. So that's a five by scholar with the kibbutz, because you cannot take away the hefker. But because it's an isur asset. But if the mitzvah's asset to be mafker is not hefker otherwise, why are women chayev according to the Beis Yosef? That's a mitzvah to be mafker, but is not an automatic hefker. Asks the Minchas Chinuch, why are women chayev? Is it just Esther Shazman Groma? And I'm going to skip it just to explain. He also says that perhaps that's not the case, right? Could be. He says, it's the whole question is, since the fruits are always awesome, it's not that the fruits change. It's a mitzvah's asset to be mafkir the pears once every 7 years. But those pears is a mitzvah to be hefker forever. So it could be that even though the mitzvah's esesh has man gromo to be mafkir, but could be that since the hefker stays there forever, so it's not a mitzvah's esesh has man gromo. So that's the subject of the Minchas Chinuch. But the Minchas Chinuch quotes a machlokes. Is it a mitzvah to be mafkir or is it hefker de nimela? Nimela on Rashi, you could have answered. The reason why the mechilta needs to come out to a separate posuk by Shviz, that's potter mina meiser, even though all the fruits of Shviz are hefker, is because they only become hefker after the bailim or mafkir, only after the owners relinquish ownership, only then it becomes hefker. So the question is, what happens if the owners don't relinquish ownership, or before they relinquish ownership, according to the Beis Yosef? Is it going to be chayev b'mayiser or not? That's why you need a special posuk by Shviz to tell you that humans are like animals. Animals don't give ma'aser, humans don't give ma'aser also. But this doesn't work to Rashi, because Rashi himself says the following. You don't give pea to a yerek, you should be mafkele ma'aser, because if you give pea to a yerek, to a vegetable, you're taking away from the ma'aser, because pea is pot mina ma'aser. Pea, the same way the hefker is not chayav b'maaser, pea is not. Anything that the levi has direct access is not chayav b'maaser. V'chen b'shviz, says the Rashi, shviz is also potter min ha-maaser. Why? The hefker potter min ha-maaser. So Rashi shita is that the reason why shviz is potter min ha-maaser is because of hefker. Because of hefker. So it's not like you can't say the oath like the Beis Yosef, and you need a pasuk for a perush shviz which are not hefker. Because Rashi understands that the ptur of perush shviz is the ptur hefker. And Rashi adds, dichsiv, yochlev, yoyna, mecha, visum, chayas, sason, that brings our drosha. Ma chayochel, the ptur of ma'aser, the same way that an animal eats and doesn't give ma'aser, af yoyna, ptur of ma'aser, yoyna, is also potter. So Rashi quotes the Mechilta that he's talking by us, and he still says it works because of Hefker. The reason why it's potter is because of Hefker. So then the question of the Turei Eved is a bomba kasher. The Turei Eved says, if Rashi says the Ptur Shviz is because of Hefker, and you have to say because it's automatic Hefker like the Marit understands, so then why you need a special posuk? every hefker is potter. Because once the levi has access to Baha Levi, it's potter min ha-maisa. Chazon Ish writes that Chazon Ish Shita, it's very important to know the Chazon Ish in Simen Yotes, Tel says the following. He quotes this sophic of the Minchaschinim. Minchaschinim is a pedal, heavy sheshoim sh'en shviz hefker ha-sheyafkir. He says Minchaschinim has one side that's not hefker minel and the Yosef. Umashe Kosov says the Chazon Ish, she's a das moron, meaning what he says that the Beis Yosef holds the same. Yes, I said, look inside, it's not right. The after the Omer Amor, the Beis Yosef only is talking, that's not Shmiz Menela, Elak Shabbayim Akum. The Beis Yosef is talking a field that belongs to a Goy on Shmiz. That is not Hefker Menela. So if a Jew buys that fruit and the Miruach is in his hand, that the Beis Yosef is mistopic when it becomes Hefker because grew by a Goy. So it could be, says the Chazon Ish, that this sophic of the Beis Yosef of the Minchas Chinuch, that he makes some achloikas between the Beis Yosef and the Marit, that the Beis Yosef holds is not hefker until you are mafker. And according to the Marit, is hefker de Minela, says that's not right. The Beis Yosef is only talking about the field which belongs to Goy, right? You had to Mechira, whatever, Heter for Goy. But a field that belongs to a Jew is automatically you agree with about it. And it says we never do this as sugya because every sugya says that Poshup Shat is Shemitah is an automatic hefker. Mehad nechim v'beisham v'sila. I'm going to bring a right, says Machloik is beisham v'sila and loich v'toiva. The question is, can you, somebody who has a field, right, and the parents are hefker, can somebody eat as and thank the guy? Eat v'toiva. Meaning he goes ahead and he acknowledges the owner of the field. Are you allowed to acknowledge? Because it doesn't belong to the owner. Are you allowed? Clearly, is a case that the owner didn't relinquish. The fact that the guy that you acknowledge or not acknowledge the ownership is hefker. The guy was mafker. What's the problem if you... If you go ahead and you recognize the owner, if yours mamish mafkir, it's hefker. Elamai, because shviz is a hefker automatically, if the owner still behaves as if it's his, that's wrong. That's why he cannot recognize his ownership. You cannot even thank him, because he cannot act as if. But if he actually was mafkir, what's the problem? So says Chazon Ish, is mashmah for the machlok is b'sham b'silon, the shviz is an automatic hefker. The raivet goes, now, it says b'kilayim, ma'ise mishahei, b'echad shezor akar b'shviz, the Rishalmi in kilayim, the Mishnah is, somebody, the Mishnah says, somebody plants his kerem on shviz, but ma'ise lifnei b'kiva, and somebody planted on shviz. The Omar, in order to know some shalom, if he planted kilayim on shviz, the b'kiva says, is not also. Why? Because it's not yours. You're planting something that doesn't belong to you. So Frank the Chazon Ish, if he's planting, clearly it was mafia. So so how can the Mekiva say that doesn't belong to him? If you believe that Shviz is not an automatic hefker, if he's planting, clearly it is. If you see that doesn't belong to him no matter what, if he's planting, if he's doing, says the Chazon Ish, clearly from Shas is Mashma, the Shviz is an automatic hefker. And even the Beis Yosef with the Marit is quoting, is only in a specific case. If the field belongs to a Goy, then it's not hefker unless it's mafker. Because it's not Chagmiz HaShviz. A Torah Kutzboch was only mafker. God was only relinquished ownership of fields belonging to Jews because they're mechuyev in the mitzvah. But if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, the ownership remains yours. Okay? So therefore, says according to Chazon Ish, is automatic hefker, and therefore Rashi is right. Peros Shviz are always potter because they are hefker, but you need a special posuk. You cannot use the regular posuk of hefker to take away mindset from Shviz. And the question is why not? So on this, there is a Rashach in Aviezi, which I think is a fantastic Rashach. I'm telling you, this Rashach is says like this. Vinire be'achar shenadim shu'a mafkir, Rashiach kaita de Malka, says Rav Shach in the Aviezer. Because it's not a relinquishing done by the owners. It's something called on Shemitah is an automatic relinquishing. It's not really hefker. The difference is when you go ahead and you relinquish ownership, it belongs to nobody. That's regular hefker. But here, the hefker is something that's chal that occurs automatically from heaven. So it doesn't mean that it belongs to nobody. This hefker belongs to everybody. It belongs to Klal Yisrael, which means belongs to the nation. It's collective ownership. And therefore a goy cannot take it. The halacha shmiyus is that Jews are allowed to take the fruits, not goyim. One second. If it's relinquished, if it's hefker, anybody can take. That's why it says lachem yele ochlam lo lenoch. Alma sheim the klal hefker. So shmiyus is not really hefker. That's why you need a pasuk. Because every hefker is nobody's property. Therefore, the Levi doesn't get ma'aser. But here, belongs to the collective, belongs to everybody. So I would have thought that on this kind of hefker, you do need to give ma'aser. That's why there's a special pasuk by shmiyus. Timuvo berashi, machai yochele zutura afodem. When did the pasuk? Lama tzichim dosh miyuchav lo mitzvah ma'aser mikroba alevi. Vuchem mizeh she-shviis in the hefker. You see clearly, shviis is not a regular hefker. Shviis, the hefker, every hefker means belongs to nobody. Shviis means belongs to everybody. It's collective property. So what happens in shviis is, if you hold like the Chazon Ish is saying that that's vuchach from the Gemara, that's afkaita de malka. You don't need to actively do anything. It becomes hefker. Says Rav Shach is not really hefker. Hefker means belongs to nobody. The Pero Shviz, it does not mean it belongs to nobody. It belongs collectively to everybody. And that's why Goy can take it. It belongs to the collective Jewish community. And therefore, there is a case which is discussed before that you could chayv ma'aser because it's not regular hefker. Therefore, there are situations which you are chayv ma'aser. The Rabbi Shmuel Lid Diskin in his Tshuvos here also, in his Yes Ikuntres Achron, and Rabbi Shmuel Lid Diskin says the same idea. Says Rabbi Shmuel Lid, "Bechol mokem d'sharid yishum shum seida." We all know the Gemara says like this. That if you have on shviz the rabbanan, if you have trees which are going to have a hefset, they are going to be damaged. You are allowed to do work to save and to prevent damage. You're not allowed to do work on the trees to go ahead and to improve them. That's called livruy elan. You're not allowed to. But to work on trees, on your fields, to maintain, to prevent damage, that's for sure good. Now, he says, yes, lying. What happens? Even the fruits are really hefker, and they don't belong to him. Can you do any work to save the fruit? In other words, what happens? And we're going to talk about it because although it's a Bezdin and that we're working very hard on, it's predicated on that you're allowed to do work to prevent loss of the fruit. You're allowed to go ahead and put pesticides. You're allowed to go ahead and water it. You allow the shviz to go ahead and to fertilize. If you are preventing the loss of the tree, says the Gemara, you're allowed to do it. Now, what happens if you're preventing not the loss of the tree, but the loss of the fruit? Rav Kook was the one in Shemata Aretz who says, one second, the fruit belongs to nobody. If it belongs to nobody, how can you do work? Nobody's losing anything. The fruit belongs to nobody. So clearly, you cannot do any work to safeguard the fruit. And Chazon Ish argued, we saw Rav Shach argues, because it's not the hefker. Pero Shviz is not that it belongs to nobody. It belongs to everybody. Therefore, you could do work to safeguard the fruits because everybody's losing it. So that's to be sure, Lev is asking the same question. Are you allowed to do work to safeguard the fruit if it belongs to nobody? You know that you're allowed to do work to avoid damage. It's much, but even for the fruits. How is it that for the Gemara is mashma? Even though it's not buchach, but it's mashma for the Gemara that you could do work to safeguard the fruit. The fruit belongs to nobody. And that's why Rav Kook says the Gemara never tells you that you're allowed to safeguard the fruits. You're allowed to safeguard the trees that belong to the owner, that you're allowed to do work in Kishmiz. But to safeguard the fruit, no. Rav Shulamit says, no, it's mashma that you could do work to safeguard the fruit. Ach, says Rav Shulamit, Yeshloim Akiva de Kosa Krav Yoine Amecho. So Kishmiz says you have to give the fruit for the poor people of the Jewish nation. And he says, that you're allowed to go ahead and protect the fruit to avoid going from taking. So you see, it's not hefker. It belongs to the community. Therefore, you're allowed to safeguard the fruit, because it's not that the fruit is ownerless. It's not that the fruit belongs to nobody. So who are you helping by safeguarding the fruit? No. The fruit is collective property. So the hefker of Shviz is different than every other hefker. Every other hefker says, oh, the chayim, it belongs to nobody. Perush Shviz belongs to everybody. And that's the gzeiras hakos. But the question is why? Why does the Torah change the fruits of Shviz? We always believe in private property. Shviz, the Torah transforms private property into collective property. Mishlamef is a relinquishing of ownership that belongs to nobody. Yakud Zboch says, kili haaretz. Makes sense. But hefker is not that you're relinquishing ownership. You are mutating ownership from private property into collective property. And the question is why? Question number one. Now let's go see at the second question here. We've seen this idea of collective in the Rambam, and I'm going to go quickly because we've seen this in Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim is fundamental. The Rambam in Hilchos Truma is Perek Aleph writes, a truma bizman hazeh, v'afilu b'mokum shechziko libavel, truma bizman hazeh. Even in the places where there's kedusha shniya, v'afilu b'mei Ezra, even in the time of Ezra mamesh, eina min ha-Torah, truma is only the rabbanan. Ela mi divreim, she'en lecha truma shel Torah al Eretz Yisrael b'vad, because truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, bizman shekol Yisrael sham, is only if all the Jews are there. The aloha is that you need to have all the Jews there. If you don't have all the Jews, so then the aloha is the truma is only the rabbanan and truma is not the rice. And he says, "Mivatvan shekol yisrael sham." You need the majority of the Jews. Shenemal kitavo. It says kitavo el aret biat kulchem kishayu birish hasharet. That all the Jews come in like in the first conquering. Like it was in the first Commonwealth and the third Commonwealth. So he says, "Bashein ki lo kashem v'rishashniya." Rishashniya was shaisa b'meiza, shaisa b'yasmitzos. Only part of the Jews came back, not all the Jews came back. So says the Rambam, "Truma b'zmanazeh is the rabbanan, because you need the majority of Jews to come to Eretz Yisrael, right?" And he says, "V'chenir lishadim b'maisus." And he says the same halacha applies to maisa. Now says Reb Chaim, and he says the following, which is not the same aloha, but he goes in different aloha. We know that Yovel did not apply in Yerusha Shnia when Ezra came, because then by Yovel there is a separate aloha that not only you have to have the majority of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, every Shevet has to be in its own location, right? You have to make sure that every Shevet is in its own location. But that's one aloha. But says the Rambam, Reb Chaim, "Vine perikal kos truma spos karam truma zman azeh filu makom shekziku en al midvrei truma is only the rabbanan. She'en lecha truma ela be'eretz Yisrael she'en amar ki savoyu bias kulchem. You need a savoyu kishemir shishoina." And that's what he goes on, and he says, "Vine be'emes bitruma lo ksiv kol ksavu." Ask Reb Chaim. The Rambam tells you something very funny, right? The Rambam is telling you. What is the Rambam telling you? The Rambam is telling you that Truma, it says Kisavoyu, and therefore it tells you that everybody has to come together. But the problem is there's no such a thing, there's no such a possible Kisavoyu in Truma. It doesn't say that. And it says, Daribem is Truma Lok Sivchal Kitavoyu. There is no such a thing, it doesn't say Kitavoyu. וצורך ליום, על פנימה שכוס עברה שבקסובס, ותשומה זו מה זה הייתה לבימין השנס השמיטה. The reason why, says כתבו, is because תשומה and מייסרס are contingent upon the counting of שמיטה, right? If it's מייסר שני, מייסר רישוין, I'm sorry, if it's מייסר שני, מייסר רוני, ממילה דקרו כסבול ובשמיטה, ויואי ולכם נדרוס מייסר, so the פוסק of כסבויו, is written by שמיטה and יואי ול. That פוסק of כסבויו, is the one that relates to תשומה מייסר. But the reason why you need Bias Kulchem is not because of Truma Meiser. Truma Meiser is a derivative of Shmita. Or if he's in here, the Gam, Linyan, Shmita, Vioivel, Tzorich, Bias Kulchem. There is a halacha that Shmita and Vioivel, you need love of the Jews coming to Eretz Yisrael. Kivan de behu ksiv ikar hachkorod kisavoyu. Because the posuk of kisavoyu that exempts Eretz Yisrael from Truma and Meiser when all Jews are not there, it's only a derivative of my of true of shvis the minaya ofina bias kulchem tumas meister it's in yerusha shnei rosh leves and asaram so it comes out like this the reason why in the second commonwealth they did not keep shvis according to the rambam whom it trait tami there are two reasons for it chada mishum lekosh valia the all one the first one is because yovel requires every shevet to be in its own place and that didn't happen but that's one aloha. But there's a second aloha that lo sheyav yeskulam that you need all Jews to come together. So there is two alohas. Shmita doesn't apply bizman hazeh because yovel doesn't apply and yovel requires everybody to have in its own place. But there's a separate aloha of kisavoyu that only when all Jews come together to Eretz Yisrael, kedusha is chal for truma, meiser, and shviz. And shviz is the source of it. And the question is, why you need two halachas? You tell me that now there are two halachas that you have, and one of the halachas is that you need bias kulchem. Why is bias kulchem? And bias kulchem becomes this fundamental idea of Shemitah, even though technically, even for the Jews, because I thought the nafkimina is like this. What happens if the majority of Jews come back now to Eretz Yisrael? Right? The majority of Jews come back. Technically, you'll be chayev in Truma and Meiser. If you have 6.5 Jews, 7 million Jews, you have, technically, I'm going to tell you in a second, that's a portion, you have 7 million Jews. Now, is that chayv in Yovel? Because the 7 million Jews who come, you don't know what shevet you belong to, and you don't know your partner at the soul, because we hold that maybe you need a second goyel. So to be technically chayv in Shemitah and Yovel, you need a separate goyel only when the Shiach comes. But the bias kulchem, technically, it's possible the majority of Jews come back. Now, it's all known, and the Melamed between the Aloha says, it's not so simple. What means majority of Jews? The 30 million are declared Jews, but you know that the Jews are much more, right? Because if you count all the Jews which are mixed everywhere, you realize that there are probably 100 million Halachic Jews out there, right? Who they don't know that they're Jews. You look at all the Jews in Spain who converted or who got assimilated, and all the Jews in Portugal. If you assimilate, you still remain a Jew. It's still matrilineal. So you must have at least 100 million Jews out there, perhaps more. So technically, you never have the majority of Jews because the 30 million, it's very funny, the 30 million declared Jews are not all of them halachic Jews. And the 100 million halachic Jews don't declare Jews. They are the Nidochim Eretz Mitzrayim. So it's very, I always say, it's ironic, the Jewish story, because the one who identify themselves as Jews, halachically are not all Jews, maybe half of them are not Jewish. But the ones who don't identify as Jews, like the Spaniards, at least 10%, there is a score statistically to say that 10% of Europe is Jewish and 10% of Latin America. So Rav Melamed, Pnei Aloha says, probably there are 100 million Jews out there. So to have Roivish, to have Bias Kulchem, you need 50 million Jews coming to Eretz Yisrael. Is the super. But be as it may, there is such a thing that Bias Kulchem creates Kedusha Shviz. Nafkimina Lgabi Shviz doesn't make a Nafkimina, makes a Nafkimina on the derivatives. Truma and Meiser becomes the Raisa on the road when you have Bias Kulchem, when you have Jews coming back to it. So, and that's why the Chazon Ish writes, Chazon Ish, and Rav Kook and Shabbat Aretz, when the majority of Jews come back to it, so you're going to have Kedusha Saaretz Gabi Shmita. You get to have Kedusha, Saaretz, and Chiyuv, Trumas, and Meiser. chiyuv of Shemitah you won't have, because there's a second aloha that Shemitah is dependent on Yovel, and you need people to be settled in their own places. But the question that remains, why does Shemitah need Bias Kulchem? And the Bias, anyway, Shemitah will be potter. But you need Bias Kulchem. All the Jews together create the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael for Shemitah, for, and because of that, as a derivative, Truma and Yovel is contingent in there also. That's the second question. So the first question is, why is Shemitah, Beruza Shemitah, collective property? Why does it change? And the second thing is, why did Bias Kulchem? And the third issue I want to show is the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah of Tesamud Beis. Omar Avuna Bidr Vishu, Hayman de lo yoda kama shone vishavu ho evid. Somebody doesn't know what Shemitah it is, what year of Shemitah. He doesn't know. He doesn't know the calendar. Nitfi chad shat, they should add one extra year, v'dachshof klol lebi yovli yupot vishu. You should count the yovli zeshuas and Shemitahs. He adds 1 year, and then he backtracks Shemitah and Yovel. So Rashi explains, look at Rashi. Al shnim de mechurban that shona shoyimid ba. He should add an extra year from the years of the churban by sheni. Why be high time at the time? Megalgul schus liyom zake vechoyv liyom chayv. Because the going time he says, kishechor haba bayis baris shoyne mosei shabes haya, hu mosei shvis haya, vatisha me'av haya, vayaka mishniya. We know that when was the churban? The churban was on Motsoi Shvi, so the first year Shmita. Alma shata de churban chalta de Shmita lemeder haves. So therefore, when you go ahead and you realize the churban is the beginning of a new cycle of Shmita, uman de boni rishon de churban lo man el haishaita behad de shnei de churban la behad de shnei de kameisa. So that year, honed ruba mitishom yom irkach man de boi lemin de Shmita lo yisafin de shlas churban min yashen de masach churban. He has to add an extra year because people look at Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av was the end of the year. So they don't realize that Tisha B'Av is already the beginning of the next Shemitah, right? So therefore you have to add an extra year. So Rashi is saying that you count the Shemitah and Yovel from the Churban, only you have to add an extra year because people count as if it was a new cycle and they don't realize that Tisha B'Av was already the end of the first year. So you can't count from there, you have to count from there and add an extra year. But the question is, so it comes out this, if you want to count when Shemitah v'Yovel, you count for the Churban, because the Churban was Motsoi Shviis. And the question is that this is, in my view, like, it's shocking. Why do you count for the Churban? Because the Churban Motsoi Shviis? That's a big problem. We know that what it means on Motsoi Shviis is Machloikis Rashi and Toisis, the Churban was year 69, year 70. Machloikis Rashi and Toisis. Not only that, how Rashi learns that Tisha B'Av is the end of the first year of the Shemitah is only Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rambam means that really the first year of Shemitah is the Rosh Hashanah after the Churban. So counting from the Churban doesn't add you anything because you have huge Machloikis. You still can never know. That's why the Shemitah is a huge machloikis. So once there is a machloikis, why don't you count from the came to Eretz Yisrael? They came to Eretz Yisrael, Sheva Shechilku and Sheva Shekovshu, after the 14 years, they started counting Shemitah. So count from the Binyan Abayis, or from the first. Or we know that we can count from Brias Olam. It's very easy. You take the Brias Olam, you divide it by 7, that's what Shemitah is. Even though we don't count, that works. So why in the world the Gemara says you count from the Churban? Counting from the Churban adds a level of complexity that makes no sense. So there are three basic questions in Halacha. The first one, why is Shviis this new kind of ownership called collective ownership from private, number one. And that's why they need a special clause for Ptur Maaseh and the rest of it. The second thing is why Shviis has Halacha of Bias Kulchem. Even technically makes no nafkimina Halacha, right? Bias Kulchem makes no nafkimina because you need people to be settled. There are two psukim, the idea of Rov Yoshvei Alea, right? That aloch of Yovel applies by Shemitah, so you need the Shvotim to be in their own places. That's the aloch of Shemitah. But here we're creating a new alocha that you need Klal Yisrael to come together for Shemitah. Why? It makes no practical nafkimina. So why is there such an alocha? Question number two. And question number three, why do you count Shemitah from the Churban? You should technically count from when they started, or from Bria Soila, but from the Churban, it doesn't add anything. It's a big machloikas. And if you come from the Churban, you get nowhere. The machloikas, Rashi, Tosfos in the Rambam, and you get stuck. So why? To answer all these three questions, I would like to get to you into this Fasemis. We are learning this Fasemis. I think this Fasemis is so fundamental for the Halakha of the Shri'is. Says this Fasemis in our Parsha, Shmita v'yoyvel eilu, shtayim eilu zochu v'ser Kabbalah Satera. Kabbalah Satera, they got specifically Shmita and Yoyvel. Shmita and Yoyvel was their gift on Kabbalah Satera. V'chem v'parshas behar, nishmichu Shmita v'yoyvel har Sinai. Shmita and Yoyvel is always tied to har Sinai. They have Atzman B'chinas Aseres Adibris, and Shmita and Yovel is the concept of Aseres Adibris, Hei Ilo and Hei Tato. And the first Hei, which is the Hei Ilo, the original Hei, and the end Hei, the two Heis, is Shmita and Yovel. Vosmintas, what does he mean? He says, this is Kabbalah Satera, Shmita and Yovel is Kabbalah Satera. And it has to do inherently with Har Sinai. That's why the pasuk says in Parshas Behar, "Vedaber Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Lemoy." And because it says Shmita and Yovel the first and Dibris, kineged the two Heis Hashem Shemayim. What does that mean? If you look at the Zohar says the same idea. Says the Zohar the following: the Zohar is in Parshas Behar, Tochozi, Hei Naicha. The letter hey is not pronounced, right? The hey is a mute sound. It's like an air sound. The loy v'tatoy is the resting of the ones above, the loy and the tatoy. Begin kach, hey lo, hey tato, naicha de loy, naicha de tato. There are two heys. The first hey is hey lo, the upper hey and the lower hey. Hey lo, sheva, sheva, sheva peyomi. The 7 times 7, which is the concept of Yovel, is the Hei Lo, is the first Hei of Shem Shemayim. Hei Tato is Sheva Shonim L'Chadayim, that's Shnasa Shmita. Do Shmita, the Do Yovel. So the Hei Lo is Yovel, the Hei Tato is Shmita. V'chad istakli milei kulachad. Once you analyze, really Shmita and Yovel is Hayloach. So Rafish explains in his Mosek Midvash, something very clear, right? The first one, the first Hei is Bina. Right, we always say the first Hei is Bina, Dor B'Tuch Tova, and that's why Sheva Shodim, Sheva Peomim is the Mentor Sher Bina. That's why Yovel relate to the first Hei. The first Hei is Keneged the Chamishim Shari Bina, and that's why it's Yovel, Shnasa Yovel. Hei Tato, Hei Achrona de Malchus. The last Shviz is the concept of Malchus. We all know the last Hei Shem Shomayim. We all know that the Yud of Shem Shomayim is Chochma. The first Hei is Bina, and the last Hei is Malchus. Malchus is Shmita. Sheva Shonim B'Chadayu. The idea of 7 is connected Malchus. He says Sheva Shonim Shel Mishta B'Levada. That's all that the 7 years of Shmita. First, the Shmita, Hei Tachtoina, Shea Malchus, is Tachin Shmita. This is called Shmita. The Dayuvla, the Dovah Shmita. And because we stuckly meal, okay, and stuckly at volume, when you see the hay, the first hay, the last hay, Kula Chad, according to the all of them are the same. The two hays sound the same, they look the same. Because Shekoya Chad Bina B'Malchus. Bina is the plan, Malchus is how it becomes reality. The Gam Shmita, one of you, but that's why Shmita is calling on you now, right? See Halocha. I just told you, Shmita is contingent on Yovel. If there is a Chiyuv Yovel, there's a Chiyuv Shmita. Why? Because the two Heis. Bina is the theoretical possibilities. Shmita is the practical possibility, the last Hei. Malchus is always totally on Bina. Divrei Eloikim Chayim Umelech Oilam. Eloikim Chayim is the plan. It's called the Shema Bina. Umelech Oilam is Malchus. Malchus is totally on Bina. That's why Shmita is totally always on Yovel. So that's why Shmita is also freedom like Yovel. What does that mean, there is freedom? And why does it have to do with the hay? What does it have to do with Shmita? So the question is, why is Shmita Malchus? And what's the Shaychus to Yovel that's also freedom? What's the Pshat desire? To explain this Fasemis here in our Parsha and the Zohar, there is a Sfasemes, I think, who explains this Givaldic, and this is so important to understand Shmita, and that is the one in Parshas Behar. Says בספסבס, עם פרשס בהר, ועיקר בהר. וזה כל הבריאה שבישו הסקנו הטבע גם כן. You know, the bria was the class of the second הטבע. וזה עניין השמית שכל הגולות הדיביטולות. This is Shemitah. Shemitah is the concept of Misaka de Teva. That's why all goals come to come to Shemitah. Because Shemitah mamshechi ora milemala mitazman toch hazman. Shemitah is bringing spirituality from HaKadosh Baruch Hu above the zman into the zman. It's like Shabbos. V'shov saharet liyas chiyas v'dikat b'shorish ha-menucha. We connect b'shorish ha-menucha gam b'arz v'gash. In the physical, we bring the spiritual power into it. וזה עניין שמיטים להר סיני, זה פשט שמיטים להר סיני, that's what he says, שכל זמן, שכל זה בכוי החתורה וכמה עושה התורה שמכסה בהר סיני, בתורה שמכסה, we brought קדושה בזמן into this world, והמשוך אז בארץ זה על פי תורה שבעל פה, וארץ is all, we know that we take תורה שמכסה, and we bring into the physical world, into ארץ is all, and we bring this into something called תורה שבעל פה, ופירש, ומובס וחי, והחיים ביד הלושן, הוא שהחיים אינו חוסם משום דבר, רק שביודע, במובס והחיים ביד הלושן, what do you mean, מובס והחיים ביד הלושן? הוא שהחיים אינו חוסם משום דבר, רק שביד הלושן, הוא שהחיים תוך כל דבר. חיים, you have to show the חיים, is the לושן. Loshen is being, you have to verbalize the חיים. חיים is here, והם היפוך על לשון, life and death is here. So Shemitah is the idea of connecting the physical to the spiritual. Like Torah Shemichsav in Har Sinai, connected the world of physical, like we saw last week, into the world of spiritual. The idea of Shemitah is Har Sinai. We are Megale Kedusha B'toch Olam Hazeh. That is Malchus. Malchus is when you're makir that this world belongs to Kedush Boch, it's connected. That's why the Aseres HaDibris. Aseres HaDibris is the Dibris difference between Dibris and Torah, because the Aseres HaDibris is called Bris. Bris, you have two separate things connected. You're connecting two separate mitzvahs.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kedusha into Olam Hazeh. That's Shabbos into the physical. It's not Shabbos Bizman, it's Shabbos into the physical. That's why Veshovsa Ha'oretz Shabbos Hashem. Now, this is Malchus. But now, how does that translate? So says the Sfasemes in Reish Lamed Ches. Hagam Bechosu Me'at Ashorim Tavi. Okay, it's like this. Aval Be'emes Ikar Al Toinu. We know that the idea of not fooling each other, Bisur Choyno, it's tied to Shemitah. Smichas Pashas Choyno L'Shemitah. Ki Be'emes Ikar Al Toinu, Ki Deliz Nisur Be'achdus. Why are you not allowed to fool each other? Why you have to behave with each other honestly? We do that to create achdus. Shechol yizamitza, kama shekotva shekol yishvei aleha. And yoivel, you need kol yishvei aleha. Kama b'shabes, mithyachedim. I'm sorry, I skipped it. Now, v'ine mitzvah shmita, eina mitzvah protis. Mitzvah shmita is not an individual mitzvah. Aval kifi ha'achdus shev b'nei Yisrael, it's always klal Yisrael in achdus. Because malchus, is Klal Yisrael connected to Kodesh Bohu. That connection is Knesset Yisrael, which is the classes Klal Yisrael together be'achdus. We know the connecting physical to spiritual, the way to connect, is either you bring spirituality here, or you turn the physical into spiritual. How do you spiritualize the physical? Is always creating a concept of unity. It's called Knesset Yisrael. That's Achdus. And that's why he says, the Shemitah, don't have a Shemitah in a mitzvah protein. Shemitah is not a mitzvah on individuals. Aval kifi Achdus sheyesh b'nei Yisrael, according to the unity of Klal Yisrael, yecholim lekanzo yisrael mitzvah, v'shekosa bizman shekol yishveliah. That's why Yoivel and Shemitah needs kol yishveliah, bias kulchem. Why did bias kulchem? Because the idea of Shemitah is to create Malchus, the recognition, connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That connection has to be only through Echod. Echod is the ability to create spirituality within ourselves. Ukmoy b'Shabbos, misyachni b'roza b'Echod b'Shabbos. Shabbos is the story of Echod. Right? Shjochor v'Shabbos b'dimur Echod, roza b'Shabbos, yi Shabbos. That is the Achdus. Shemitah tole b'nei Yisrael b'Kedush Besdin. Lachen the Achdus boi nifteh Shemitah. Only the Achdus of Klal Yisrael through a Besdin, there is Shemitah. אבל Shabbos קבוע וקיימה מביא אחדוס בעצם. The difference between Shabbos, the אחדוס comes ממילא, and Shvi'is is the אחדוס that we have to do. Because Shvi'is is the תיקון המלכוס. תיקון המלכוס is to go ahead with what he explained. The Sfas Sevis before is connecting the physical to the spiritual, like Har Sinai. The same way that connection had to be ויחן ישראל נגד ההר, כי איש אחד בלב אחד, שמיטה has to be כי איש אחד בלב אחד. סוף תלסוי, ולכן חורב עמידה שישים הסחינה, בלתי שמיטה ויומר. That's why בייס ראשון הוא נחל בקוזו שמיטה ויומר, בייס שני בקוזו וואי, בקוז אוף סין הסחינה. כי הכל עם הנכון. שמיטה ויומר, סין הסחינה, מסחי נוח. It's the beetle of כלל ישראל. So in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, was because of Shmita V'Yovel, because there was no Kedusha B'toch Olam Hazeh. That is Sinas Chinam, which doesn't allow Shmita V'Yovel and Sinas Chinam are two sides of the same idea. And the Sfas Emes says here B'Ferush, העניין כמיימר חזל, ואהבת לרחק כמות זה כלל גם בתור, שהתורה נית לכל היסור שהוא באחדוס. תורה was given to create from the world of ribui, a world of ichud, to connect the Kodesh Boku, which is echad. כמו שקוסה, ואיכן ישראל, בלב אחד. וזהו כל של מסור, כי זכו סובן סקר של שבוי שבוי לא מלאב לי. ולגבו שלי שבוי שכים עשו יוסף שלים, וזה שבפרש של זכוי, וידוע כי חטא לא שנור, כנגד כולם, and he goes that, and he explains, ופרש הזו מכוונס לזה, and the parsh of the Shmita is telling about Achdus, כי מיצס השמיטה, he loved the Achdus. All of Shmita is to create Achdus. So now it makes sense why the Hefker of Shmita is not relinquishing of ownership. It's creating a collective ownership, creating the Hei Tachto, which is the Achdus of the Tikkun of Knesset as well. That's why Cesar of Shach and the Tikkun of Shmita is not a Hefker that belongs to nobody. That's a mistake. The Hefker of Shviz is that collectively that it belongs to everybody. Because the Tikkun of Shviz brings Ruchnis Boilam Hazeh, which is only achieved through Achdus. That's why. That's why, says Rabbi Chaim, you need Bias Kulchem. Rabbi said, that's why when you keep Shviz, you count to the Churban. Why do you count to the Churban? Because Shviz is the Tikkun HaChurban. It's Tikkun Churban Bais Rishon Mitzad Shmita, and it's Tikkun Churban Bais Sheni Mitzad Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam. So that's what he says. Ki amitza shmita olov el achdus. All of shmita is to bring achdus. Lefi, the pirush apostle, she had a shiv edim shom mishmita, because that's why he tells you that all of us are equal. Shmita is not that we gift stalker. It shows that all of us are one, are equal, a shiv and vanim. Ulevad ze ikar emiyon shbetur shmita v'yoyles. Hem chinas achdus ha-sfira. That's why shmita is counting years, putting the years together. Shasfira me'ached ha-mispar. Counting, you put numbers together. Shmita brings people together, and that's the Achdus, and that's the Etz Chaim. By the way, the Tzror Amor says the same thing. The Tzror Amor says, "Mechitom ruma noichal v'tzivisis birchos, inyan shmita v'yogir, shem soydes amukim v'oshit v'oshaloylam." Says the Tzror Amor, we have a lot of soydes on shmita. What's the pshat of Shmita in the Nigle? Why? Because this is the Yisod of the Olam. The only way the world to be is putting together a Niv and Ashirim, creating an Achdus. The pshat apostle is Sheyishovim Anim V'Shirim. It's to make sure that there is Achdus, that there is the income gap. It's closed. And by the way, the Kli Yoker says the same thing here in the Parsha, and Rav Kook says the same. And this is the idea of Shviz. Shviz is the concept of the collective, of Klal Yisrael being Echod, Ato Echod, Meshimcha Echod, Ubiki Amcho Yisrael Go Yechaboretz, Yechida Miyachadoch. That's the concept of Shviz of Yoyzal. And that's why the Tikkun, by Sheni. That's why we count it to my shaming. Kishnas Shmita Gurka Shagla Sholem, I dish Zabalets, Yev Ochlevion Yama, Kin Rosh Lacht with two Ashonas, Kimala Bais. Shmita is the idea of peace and unity. because there's no owners, there's no private owners. We all know that the machloek is private property. Each one says it's mine, it's yours. That's how we divide. Here is collecting it together. Because in the Shnas HaShmita, automatically everybody is the same. And by the way, this says that Rav Kook says the same also. Rav Kook explains that there is the collective unconscious that exists in Klal Yisrael. And this is the ability to go ahead and bring it all together. Shvi'is is the Inyan Ha'achdus. That's why the Tikkun by Sheni, we count Shvi'is by Sheni. That's why there is a loch of Bias Kulchem, it technically makes no difference. And that's why also Shvi'is is not the Pshat, is there is a mistake to believe that the Hefker of Shvi'is, it belongs to nobody. The Hefker of Shvi'is, it belongs to everybody. Now, the reason I'm going to now just give you how this trends into politics, because it's amazing. I always looked at this Fasemis, Tikkun HaMalchus. This is the Hei Tato, and the Hei Tato, we know it always relates to Achdus. And if you go to Ezot in the Metzius, there is no more polarized Machloikis than on Shvi'is. There's no polarized Machloikis. Why? Because on Shvi'is, there are two camps in Israel. One camp holds of Heter Mechira. That the way how to deal with it, you sell the land to the goyim, and therefore you have fruits and vegetables, you have no kedusha shvi'is, and that you help the Israeli agriculture, and that's heter mechira. And then there is another group, which is not the Datilumi, these are the Mizrahi people. The non-Mizrahi people, the people who are from the yeshivas, they hold the heter mechira as yarek v'yavur, and for them, you eat either from a goy, from a Palestinian, or from Chutz Laaretz, or you bring from Chutz Laaretz. And now one eat the other. The Haredi will never eat the Heter Mechira, because the Heter Mechira for them is just some kind of a loophole, some kind of a fiction, some kind of a gaming. And the people in the Heter Mechira will never eat Chula Nochri, because they say, listen, you're here, you're taking the mitzvah and helping the Palestinians. By the way, there was a very interesting NPR program just came out in December. Last week in December, just look for it. And they're interviewing the Gaza people for Shvi'is, because they were all happy. Shemitah is the year that they make all the money, they send. So they ask a Palestinian, they have to look at it. They ask a Palestinian, tell me something, what is this sabbatical Shemitah? It says, Shemitah is the year that God forces the Jews to buy from their enemies. It says, yes. Shvi'is is the year the Jews have to support their enemies. In other words, to basically even out the war. Says, well, this is a new way of looking at it. So this is the biggest machlokes. But in other words, this is the huge machlokes. You go to weddings and you have two sets of dishes. Heter mechira, and you have now, what's the common denominator of all two? The common denominator is that nobody does Ichor Shvi'is, because if you hold Heter Mechira, or if you hold Nochri and Chul, it's no Shemitah. So there's no Kedusha, there's nothing. Life goes on and people don't even realize that there's Shemitah. If you go to Yerushalayim, most people say, okay, life goes on. You don't even know what you're eating. That's the only common denominator. And the one that's supposed to be Achdus is the biggest Machlokes. If you go to weddings, it's not the Pshat, it could be Machmir, because everybody says what he does is the Chumrah. And that doesn't, now, there is a third possibility, which is called Oitz HaBesdin. Oitz HaBesdin was an idea originally sent by the Chazon Ish, that technically you could go ahead and raise and get the fruit to the people, the fruit of Shvi'is. And the reason, let me explain to you, because besides the fact that if you do either Heter Mechira or you do Chul and Ochri, fruits grow anyway. Even if you don't plant, fruits grow. And once upon a time, you saw in the Pasuk, it's Hefker, everybody would go and get their own food. If you look today, we just came from a trip with Rav Shecht and everybody else, we went to see a field, one of the fields, there's so many of them, but one of them, they keep Shvi'is in the north, in the Golan, a guy called Borch Margalit. And if you go to him and he tells you how much fruit does the field give, it gives 2.5 million kilos. Basically 6 million pounds. 6 million pounds. It comes out automatically. I mean, you just can't stop. You could do some aloha to make it better fruit. I told you that's the aloha because it belongs to everybody. So you could go ahead and safeguard the fruit. But even if you do nothing, there's 6 million pounds. Now, if you don't take it out of the tree, it destroys the trees for the next 2 years you can plant because the trees are not made for the animals come and etc. Now, technically, people should go ahead and harvest for their own. Pasuk says, right? That's the year for everybody to eat. But the problem is when you go to collect, you can only harvest 3 kilos, 7 pounds, because otherwise it's also midrabanan. So if you have to go travel 3 hours to the Golan to go and harvest and come back, the 3 kilos that you get for free, I mean, the 7 pounds doesn't even pay the gas. So nobody goes. So you're telling me, out of the 7 million pounds, how many people showed up to gather the Teru Shviz on Shemitah? 100 people, not 100 people. So 300 kilos out of, well, there were 700 pounds out of 7 million pounds. You have to take it out. So the cost of taking all that fruit out is huge. Now, if you take that fruit out, you can destroy it because Teru Shviz, you have to eat with Kedusha. You cannot destroy it. So it costs millions of dollars. So that's crazy. So if you eat chulo nochri, not only that, you have this big machlokes. Nobody knows anything about Shviz. The second issue, third issue, this is most important. All the farmers are stuck and they have humongous losses. And all that food that could have been given is being wasted. Now, you have the Chazon Ish created something called Doitza Beis Din. The Beis Din can appoint people and you hire workers, including this in the field, to go ahead and harvest and distribute the fruit. And you pay only for the salaries and you pay also for the distribution. But then the fruit can go to everybody. But the problem is the Doitza Beis Din never was accepted. Till now was never accepted. Why? Because Doitza Beis Din became some kind of, again, a loophole to create some kind of a way to also hide the profits. Everybody knows the ultimate Deutsche Besen is the Deutsche Besen of Esrog, right? You go by Esrog, everybody knows next year you're going to go by Esrog of Deutsche Besen. What is it? You cannot charge for the Esrog. So last year you paid $70 for the Lulav and $200 for the Esrog. This year, magically, it's $270 for the last Lulav and $10 for the Esrog. But you can only get the Esrog if you buy the Lulav. Okay? In other words, it's smoking mirrors. One more smoking mirrors. And therefore, this was discredited. This thing never worked. They said, is it like some kind of a heter mechira? And not only that, if you do that, Peirush of Kedusha, and people don't know how to do with Peirush Shviz, and they think that if you eat Kedusha Shviz of Peirush, you are going to destroy the world. So this year, Baruch Hashem, we created in Eretz Yisrael, there is a new Oitza Beis Din that everybody accepts. For the first time, everybody accepts Oitza Beis Din. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to share with you because I think it's important to share the letters. And I put out the letters for you to see. And this is for you to see the letter of Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's. This is the letter from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Gershon Edelstein, Reb Baruch Mordechai Mizrachi, he's the Zkan Rosh Yeshivas, Dr. Vitovarsky Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovich, Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch, Rav Shimon Slabotka, Rav David Kor, Rav Shimon Chevron, the Yem Zvi Yudah Finkel, Rav Shimon Mir, and Rav Shimon Galai, the biggest person in Bnei Brak, saying that you have to go ahead, this is the Shnat HaSheva, and this is the new Oitza Beis Din. And they are saying is, Simach L'Choyer, Hiya V'Kashen, Neim Nisu Ezer HaTzibur Lozim L'Sayim, we want to help, saying that the Tzibur has to help, Banu Mishur HaSeir L'Likul HaTzibur Shomri Torah Mitzvah L'Moshav, so we are coming to the Tzibur, to help the Shemitah by taking the fruits of Shviz, right? To take the Oitza Beis Din, and it says, anybody who says this, here, Bishar Shvira Shviz, you get Mashiach, and we guarantee that if you bring the Oitza Beis Din, from this Oitza Beis Din, Shiru Bibesim Siata Dishmayo Birkas Hashem, which is Yesiata the Shmaya, the Yirvu Nachas, we call Yosir Chalitzei, we have Nachas, my children, Uparnosa Toiva, Vibrius, Marichus Yom Mishon. They're guaranteeing you. Take a look. Badu Mezedin Roch Lecholamach Sikim Sbeim. We come here to tell you that anybody who's Mechazek and brings Peiros or Itzabezi to their house, they will have Siata the Shmaya, Birkas Hashem, יער ונחס מכל הצליחה לציין, ופרנוס הטוימה בבריאוס מריחוס יום בשרים. סנצ'ה ברוך הפרו ובחיים. So this is all the gdoilim. Now, it's not only that. These are the gdoilim, but in the same thing, if you're going to see, was given by all the Mizrahi. באנו, והייתה קריאה לאכיל הזימור כעוד מקדוש השביעי, זה כל איתיבו טועית, לציבו להדיף אכיל הספירת, זה לא קדוש מקדוש השביעי, זה ביצע בייזדי, משנת השבע, and who is signing רב דוב ליאור, the רב, the God of Dorf, the Mizrahi, and רב כהן, אז רב וייטמן, רב יוסף קרמל, רב רימון, and not only that, even, I'm going to show you, רב דרוקמן, from Yishvot Bnei Akiva. Right? This is רב דרוקמן from Yishvot Bnei Akiva, Nizam Priyoini, לצורך כך, לעמוד בעזרת השם בגיבוירים, we came to tell you, אנו מבקשים לאהוב בני 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 So this is, Mamish, the first time that everybody is on the same page. So what's being done is the following. We are, because the Achnus of Peter Shviz is here. Here is everybody eating the same fruit, and they are eating the users are eating perishables to help the cost of the farmers. So here you eating to helping the farmers, so the farmers and everybody together. So to validate this, all the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, right? And you have a list of yeshivas, of all yeshivot tichoniot, from the yeshiva ktanas to yeshiva gdoilas, from yeshivot tichoniot to a hesder, to a yeshivot, what you call the yeshivot hesder, yeshivot gvot, they open up 75,000 Talmidim are going to be eating Kedusha Shviz to train them how to eat Perush Shviz and to know the halachas, eating for 20 weeks in the summer and 10 weeks in the winter. So the yeshivas, every yeshiva, including Ger, all of Hasidus Ger, all the yeshivas of Belz, all the Litvish yeshivas in Podovish, Hebron, Mir, and everything else, all the yeshivot in Akiva, eating the same Perush Shviz, and the time that they're eating is for 30 weeks, right? To train the people how to relate to Peter Shviz. Now, this program is cost $37 per yeshiva bochur, right? For a person to eat, is going to get every fruit, basically 2.5 pounds a week for 30 weeks. It comes out to $37. To, in order to create this achdus with everybody else, what we're doing is the following. We have raised half of the money. It costs $2.7 million. $1.3 million has been raised already. Now we want from every show and everybody in America to participate and to sponsor a yeshiva, to sponsor a group of guys to eat and to turn Achilas Peros Shviz into a true communal effort. That every yeshiva in that soul, 75,000 yeshiva bochurim and girls in Ulpanot, from yeshiva ktanas to yeshiva gdolas to kollelim, all eating Peros Shviz, training how to eat Peros Shviz and endorsing Oitzer Beis Din to create a collective effort of helping the farmers. And this is our chance to do it. So we are going to, what I would love to hear from everybody, how to bring the message across to every show. We're going to start this week by Rabbi Horowitz. We are doing it in every single, through social media and to the shows, because we want the shows to sponsor. We need to raise $1.25 million. But what's important is we want to have American Jewry, only the Tzibur, to call Klal Yisrael together in Shemitah, to have one approach of Ilchos Shviz, that all of us are involved in Shviz together. That Achdus is the Tikkun HaShviz, is the way of getting everybody together on the same page, and everybody working together, that our eating brings Parnosa for the farmers. So we are here helping and supporting the farmers, and eating it is Kedusha Shviz. And this is what Kedusha Shviz is all about. And that's the Hei Tachtoina, that's the Klal Yisrael, the Perush Shviz, which are the collective property of Klal Yisrael. So I'd love to hear if anybody has ideas and how to go to your shows. We're going to start with Rabbi Horowitz this week. And we'd love to hear how everybody can participate. And we're going to be in touch. But be in touch with me. We have to get this idea across to really be. And Rabbi Chon Nadler was with us in Eretz Yisrael. And he saw this firsthand. Am I exaggerating in any way, Singapore?
The potential is enormous, enormous.
And here we have to get ahead and do it. And it costs basically, $37, but half of it is a matching. So it cost $19 for 30 weeks to train people how to eat Kedusha Shviz. And Rabbi said, this year of Shviz, I mentioned so many times, and I'm going to say again, this year of Shviz is a very, very significant Shviz. It's a Shviz Meuberes, a Shviz to 13 months, that we know that Alpid the Gemara, such a thing is not right, right? Gemara in Daf Sanhedrin, in Daf Beis, says we are not Me'aber Shvita, and that's how the Raman Paskens. Our calendar does allow for Ibor Shvitas. And I've spoken to many times, why does it allow? And as I mentioned in my podcast, I heard from a very old Mechoshev, the one who did the calendar is somebody called Hillel. It was Hillel who lived in the time of Abai Verova. Rambam says the Feirush, and the Osameach always says, it's Bucha for the Gemara, that's why Sholchum Etam. It was Abai, this man of Abai Verova. This Hillel was Mesakin in the calendar. That's what the Goyim say. Now, where's this Hillel mentioned in Shas? Like, there's nowhere in Shas. Somebody was Mesakin in the calendar. Is that mentioned in Shas? So this Odom Godel told me, and the truth is the Chikre Lev. I know the Chikre Lev says, this Hillel is mentioned once in Shas. He's mentioned of Tzadik Chesem, based of Tzadik Tesem, and Alfi Sanhedrin. Says, Omar Ab Hillel, ain't Mashiach Yisrael, Shepar Achlu B'Chizkiyo. There's no Mashiach Yisrael because we lost opportunity B'Chizkiyo HaMelech. And Chizkiyo HaMelech so means that there's no Mashiach. We go straight to Elam Haba. There's no Mashiach. So in the mindset, he didn't think that we're going to ever get Shemit again. That's why he passed and that there's no Shemitah. And the lesson is that when we do have Shemitah, right, and is a Shonem Uberes, is a realization that Shemitah is a gift to us. Technically, we lost the schus because it belongs to Chizkiyo. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special schus. And therefore, Shemitah Uberes is a very critical year. Rav Moshe Sternberg was just to say, he's Zoru B'Shemitah Uberes, be very careful Shemitah Uberes. We had two Shemitah Uberes in the last 50 years ago. And I mentioned so many times, 1973 and 2008. The common denominator, the Motzoi Shviz, the market was down 50%, 49% and 40, both them 48, 49%, 50%, 1973 and 2008. Those are the only two Shemitah Meuberes. And 1973 Motzoi Shemitah was Milchemes Yom Kippur, right? The Milchemes Yom Kippur was Motzoi Shemitah. Shmita Uberes. So therefore, the Tikkun Shmita Uberes is looking the Tikkun Achurban. The Tikkun Achurban is the idea of Achdus, to be Me'achet Klal Yisrael. This Oitzer Bezdin is something that really has the ability for the first time, Me'as Kum HaMdina, that everybody's on the same page. From the most Mizrahi, from Rav Melamed and Har Baruch Hu, all the way to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, to Ger and Belz, all in the same page. And all training the yeshivas with endorsement of the yeshivas, that the yeshivas are going to be trained and they're going to be given Peiro Shviz for 30 weeks. They're going to be trained by hook or by crook. And this is a gewaltige thing to bring the Achdus. So we, as we saw today, this is the Tikkun HaMalchus. And Tikkun HaMalchus is the Tikkun to Bai Sheni, and that's the Tikkun HaChurban. So I would love to hear everybody, Rav Hashem, if everybody can help and have ideas how to bring the message across to your shuls. And we're going to talk to you. It started this week, but we are going to have Rav Elchon and Adler in YU, and Rav Shechter today, Rav Willig. They are full with us endorsing and helping get the message across. Because if you can get, we Jews in America cannot keep the mitzvah Shviz. But here, God Lameasa Yosef Ben Oisa, to make somebody else do the mitzvah, you're vicariously doing the mitzvah. So by instilling and sponsoring Peiro Shviz to be eaten by yeshivas to help the farmers, this is the way to save like 10 million kilos of fruits that are going to be wasted otherwise. The mitzvah is le'ochla, and you're helping the farmers and you're training people to eat Shviz. And for the first time, we have all Klal Yisrael be'achdus eating the same thing. I'm going to say this is something that we have not seen since Kum HaMdina, that we have everybody on the same page. Everybody. There is no Yoitze Minaklau. So that's our opportunity. So that's why I said this Fasem is saying this is Tikkun HaMalchus, and maybe we come to Tikkun HaMalchus and it's this Shmita, the Moitze Shviz, we know that Nigolim, Shviz Milchomes, the years of Shviz Milchomes, but the Moitzoi Shviz Ben David Bo, Meyakudibuch Allah, that we are one step closer to Bias HaMashiach. So I'm going to open up for everybody who wants to ask any questions. And
recording stopped.
Anybody who has any questions, and everybody's microphone is open. And that's it. See, if you see the perspective, I think that this perspective is, I think, very, very clear. So that's it. This is for Shabbos. Steve, this is the first time I read my Horowitz. I'm going to go ahead and ignore my Horowitz. Why? Because of my Horowitz. I remember I was in the chassidus of my Horowitz. And it was in the Sheva Brochos of Frankel. And Ruchot, I'll tell you the story. And he says, oh, it's a Bezdin. Ah, nobody accepted it. This whole yeshivas never ate. The Chazon Ish did it. And they said, listen, the Chazon Ish did it. It's okay. If you compare to Etem Mechira, this is better. I told you, you'll see the new system. So when he saw the letters, he realized, he said, this is the new church. The first show is his show. So we are talking to Shamayim, the first show to get the message across. That this is, if you read it, I'm going to bring the letter. If you read Reb Chaim's letter, it's probably one of the strongest letters that he's telling you. He didn't do this for Keren Ashvitz, doesn't do it for anybody. That he says, bring it home, this Keren, and this is Lesai Misashvitz, and he gives you a big bracha. Like, it's unbelievable, right? This is the opportunity to do it. So may Kutbuch allow us to indeed participate in this. Right? This is the Tikkun Churban Habayis.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.